matter, Dad?
Mr. Donaldson wants you to take her out for a while, and then he wants you to feed her and put her to bed.
Now, boys, I want you to be very careful with her. She's a valuable cat, and we mustn't let anything happen to her. I don't know whether you guys are up to this job or not.
Well, gee, Dad. You're always telling me I'm old enough to take care of the beaver. Well, it shouldn't make any difference just because the cat's worth something.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's your key?
Well, my keychain.
Well, why didn't you use it?
Because my keychain's up in the dresser drawer. Well, what's new around the Cleaver Castle?
Wally and the Beaver have a job.
Good. Now I'll be able to retire.
Well, not quite yet. The Donaldsons next door are going away for the weekend, and they want the boys to water the lawn, pick up the papers, and feed their cat.
Well, he's working for the Donaldsons, huh? It's a shame. We've always been on such good terms with our neighbors.
Well, it'll only be for a couple of days.
Hey, Dad, did you hear about our new job? We're getting 50 cents a day from Mr. Donaldson.
Yeah, and we're going to get to squirt water on their lawn and feed their cats dinner and take it for walks and everything.
Yeah, and they said we could eat all the junk they leave in their refrigerator so it won't get rotten.
Well, I'll admit that's a fabulous bonus, fellows, but, look, you know the Donaldsons are neighbors of ours, and I just hope you haven't taken on something too big for you to handle.
Gee, Dad, it's fun squirting grass. And we already met the cat lots of times.
We can talk about that later. You boys better get ready for supper.
Okay, Mom. Hey, Dad, don't worry about a thing. We're doing the job together. I won't let Beaver mess up anything.
Yeah, Dad. And I won't let Wally mess up anything at all.
Ward, it's Mr. Donaldson. Come on in.
Hello, hello there.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver. Oh, I see you brought
Puff Puff.
Oh, yes.
My wife and I are leaving for the beach this evening, so I thought I'd bring Puff Puff over just so that she and the boys could get used to each other.
Oh. Won't you sit down?
No. We're leaving right away. Incidentally, Cleaver, there's no reason to mention this, but she is a rather valuable cat. She's won a few ribbons, and, well, my wife kind of treats her more or less like a child, you know?
She is a beautiful cat.
Yeah, my wife fusses over her quite a bit. Well, you know how some women are.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, is there anything special we can do?
No, the boys can just let her run a little bit and then put her back in the service porch. We got her bed out there and her food's in the refrigerator.
Now, don't you worry about a thing, Mr. Donaldson. I'm sure the boys will take good care of Puff Puff.
Oh, I know they will. It's really my wife who makes such a baby out of her. Well, thanks again.
You have a nice time, and don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, no, of course not. Incidentally, Cleaver, you might mention this to the boys. When Puff Puff eats, I usually sit out on the service porch and talk to her. Well, she seems to enjoy the company.
Talk to her while she eats?
Yeah,
well, sure, I'll tell the boys, yeah.
Well, see you all Sunday. You old Puff Puff.
Bye. Well, she is a nice cat, isn't she?
Oh, yes, she is. Very expensive one, too, I gather.
Hey, look, Bee. Puff Puff's here.
Hi, Puff Puff. Let me have her, Dad.
Mr. Donaldson wants you to take her out for a while, and then he wants you to feed her and put her to bed.
Now, boys, I want you to be very careful with her. She's a valuable cat, and we mustn't let anything happen to her. I don't know whether you guys are up to this job or not.
Well, gee, Dad. You're always telling me I'm old enough to take care of the beaver. Well, it shouldn't make any difference just because the cat's worth something.
Oh, I suppose not. Well, all right. But just remember, if you boys get into trouble with this job, don't come running to me for help like you did when you had the paper out.
Oh, no, Dad.
Oh, no, Dad. Come on, Wally. You ever try that, Wally?
Try what?
What Puff Puff's doing. Drinking your milk out of a saucer.
No, I never tried it. Did you?
Once I did. But it doesn't work so good for people.
It doesn't, huh?
No. The milk kept falling off my tongue. Come on, Tuffle. Hey, Wally, Mr. Donaldson said we were supposed to talk to Puff Puff while she was eating.
Well, okay, Beaver. Go ahead, talk to her.
I don't know what to say. I said hello to cats before, but I never really talked to them.
Well, you know, tell her she's a good cat and stuff like that.
Oh. You're a good cat, Puff Puff. A real good cat.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
How do you do, Mrs. Cleaver?
Well, come on in.
Well, would you mind if Wolf comes into your kitchen, too?
Of course not.
That's funny. My mother wouldn't even let him come into the house. She says he smells too much like a dog.
Oh.
He doesn't really. You can smell him if you want, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, some other time, Eddie. I'll tell you what, Wally and the Beaver over next door, they're doing some work for the Donaldsons.
Oh, well, I'll go over there. I want to tell Wally something.
Be careful of your dog, Eddie. They're feeding the Donaldsons' cat.
I could leave him here with you, Mrs. Cleaver.
No, I guess it would be all right if you took him. Just be careful.
You don't have to worry about that. Oh, and it was awfully nice seeing you again, Mrs. Cleaver. Come on, Wolf. Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hi, Wolf. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Squirt. Hey, you guys, you going over the carnival this afternoon at Metzger's Field?
Carnival?
Yeah, they got rides and a Ferris wheel. And Tui says they got a real lion. If you tell him you're under 12, you get in for half price.
Yeah, my dad says we shouldn't do that anymore. Anyway, we can't go.
Yeah, we gotta squirt the Donaldson's grass again and take care of their cat, Puff Puff.
Is it gonna take two of you to take care of a little old cat?
Well, we took the job together.
Sure, but why don't you split it up? One of you take the job today, and the other can take it tomorrow. After all, this is vacation. Your parents aren't allowed to make you work all the time. It's a state law.
What do you think, Wally?
I don't know. Anyway, how are we going to tell them which one of us goes to the carnival this afternoon?
Oh, look. I'll flip a coin for you. You call it, Beaver.
Heads.
Tails. Tough luck, kid. I'll pick you up about one, Wally.
Hey, Eddie. Better keep your dog away from here. We don't want any trouble with the Donaldson's cat.
Come here, Wolf. He wouldn't bother any cats. He's a genuine police dog. I'll see you, Wally. Come on, Wolf.
Hey, Beav, you won't mind doing the job this afternoon, will you? And after all, you'll get to go tomorrow.
No, I guess not.
Nettie did toss a coin. It was fair and square.
Yeah, but it seems every time we toss a coin with Eddie, I always lose.
Say, June, where are the boys?
I think they're over at the Donaldsons.
Now, Puff Puff, you take a nice walk around here while I go move the sprinklers.
I don't see Wally.
Oh, he's probably in back with a cat. What's the matter?
Well, the Donaldsons just phoned from the beach. They were checking up on Puff Puff. Seems she's entered in a cat show next week, and they wanted to make sure she was eating right.
Well, I'm sure she is. Wally says they're running out of conversation for her.
Oh, I guess it's all right. I just don't like the idea of those two being responsible for an expensive cat, though.
Oh, now, Ward, you know, we're inclined to criticize the boys too much. Sometimes I think we'd appreciate our children more if they belonged to somebody else.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hi, Wolf.
Do you have any idea where your brother is?
Wally?
Yes, now he knew we were eating at 6 o'clock.
Well, he must have gone somewhere.
Well, wasn't he with you when you were feeding the Donaldson's cat?
You mean Puff Puff?
Beaver, that's the only cat the Donaldsons have.
Oh, that cat. I guess I was thinking of another cat. Please pass the crackers, Mom.
I'd say that was your brother.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, Wally, don't you have anything to say?
Yeah, my soup's cold.
Your soup is cold because you're 15 minutes late.
Wally, we're slightly interested in why you're late for supper.
Beaver said you were feeding the cat with him and then you went off somewhere.
Oh. Well, is that all the Beaver said?
Yep, that's all he said. Now, where'd you go?
Well, I guess I was just kind of messing around, Dad. I'm sorry.
Ward, our soup is getting cold.
Excuse me. I dropped my fork.
Excuse me.
What happened?
Cat got away.
Beaver, will you please eat your soup?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, excuse me. I got my knife.
How?
Eddie's dog.
Well, are you boys finished with your little game under the table?
Yeah, Dad, we're all finished.
Now, look, fellows, did something happen I should know about?
No, Dad. Nothing happened that you should know about. Nothing at all.
What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. Ever since supper tonight, I've had the feeling that something was going on.
Like what?
I don't know. Just, you know, feeling that something's going on.
Well, dear, there's something always going on somewhere.
I mean somewhere. I mean right here.
Know what I think? I think you don't want to admit to yourselves that our boys have grown up enough to take care of themselves.
Oh, sure they have. That's why you lay the wash rags out for them every night. What's that?
It's nothing, dear. You're just jumpy tonight.
That's someone out in the backyard.
No, she's not in there. Boy, she must have really taken off when Eddie's dog chased her.
Wally, what's going to happen when we tell Mr. Donaldson?
Well, what's going to happen when Mr. Donaldson tells Dad?
I'm sorry I lost the cat, Wally.
Well, I shouldn't have gone to the carnival.
We shouldn't have taken the job.
Well, boys, what are you doing out here?
Nothing, Dad.
Well, we were just looking for stuff, Dad.
What sort of stuff?
Gee, Dad, there's all kinds of stuff you can find at night.
I see. Well, it's after 9 o'clock. You boys had better get on up to bed. You've had a long day.
Okay, Dad.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, good night, Mom.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Ah, it was just the boys, dear. See, you were worried over nothing at all.
But, dear, you... I guess so.
Wally?
What's the matter, Beaver?
Something woke me.
What woke you?
I don't know. Something.
Well, get back to sleep.
Okay.
Beaver, cut it out.
Cut what out?
Making that cat noise.
I didn't make any cat noise. Well, I thought you did.
Yeah. Beaver, it's not funny.
But I didn't do it.
Well, if I'm not doing it, and you're not doing it, it must be a real cat.
It must be Puff Puff.
Sounds like she's down by the garage somewhere.
Come on, let's go get her.
Here, Puff Puff.
Puff Puff. Puff Puff. Puff Puff. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Here, Puff Puff. Really way up there.
Come on down, Puff Puff. It's us.
I think we're in trouble, Beaver. Cats know how to climb way up in trees, but then they're afraid to climb down.
Well, if she will climb down to us, we're gonna have to climb up to her.
Well, the branches are pretty thin up there, Beaver. You're lighter. Maybe you better do the climbing.
Me?
Well, who else are we gonna get?
Okay.
Okay, Beaver, keep going.
Okay, Wally.
Don't scare, Beaver.
Hi, Puff Puff. What'd you come up here for, Puff Puff?
Hey, Beaver, don't talk to her. Just bring her down.
If I carry her, I can't get down.
Well, I'll go get a ladder from the garage. Hey, Beaver, the garage is locked.
What will I do?
Come on, Beaver. Try to climb down with the cat.
I can't. I'm a scared to.
Well, then leave her there and climb down by yourself.
I'm scared to do that, too.
Okay, Beaver.
Wally, do something. I'm getting cold, and I'm scared up here.
Okay, Beaver. Well, I guess it's time to go wake Dad.
Guess it is. Puff Puff, you sure got us in an awful mess.
Hey, Dad. Dad.
Who's that?
It's me, Dad, Wally. I gotta see you.
What's the matter, Wally?
It's the Beaver, Dad.
Is he sick?
No. He's outside, up a tree.
Oh. Up a tree?
Yeah. He went up there to get the Donaldson's cat. He's getting scared, Dad. You better go down and get him.
All right, go ahead.
What?
Yeah?
Well, what's going on at this hour of the night?
Oh, I'll tell you. Beaver is outside, up a tree, and he's scared to come down.
Ah. Ward, first get him down and then yell at him. Come on now. Here, get you in there. Wally, take him. Let me help you, Father. Are you all right, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, what a
mess. All right. Now, when you boys took this job, I told you...
Ward, please, it's almost 1 o'clock.
All right, I won't say a word. I won't ask what's been going on around here all day. I won't ask how the cat got up the tree. I won't ask how you got up the tree, Beaver. But I'll tell you one thing. Tomorrow, you'd better be ready with some very snappy answers. Come on, let's go to bed.
Come on.
I think we better take Puff Puff upstairs and then get to sleep.
You can get to sleep if you want to. But I'm going to spend the rest of the night thinking up snappy answers for Dad.
Dear, did you scrape your hand going up the tree or coming down?
Both. Boy, when I think of last night...
I know, dear, but they're only boys.
That's no excuse. They took a job. Wally ran out on it to go to the carnival, Beaver let the cat get away, and they both did everything they could to keep me from knowing about it.
But, dear, you made such an issue about doing a good job, they were probably afraid to tell you.
Oh, I don't know. Where are they now?
Mr. Donaldson's back, and they went over to see him a few minutes ago. I think they're up in their room now.
You mean to say they had the nerve to go over there and collect money for a job they've made such a mess of as this one? Well, I'm going to go right up and tell them I've got to give that money back. You'd think they...
I'll get it. Oh, hello.
Hi, Miss Cleaver.
Ward, it's Mr. Donaldson. Won't you come in?
No, I just stopped by for a moment.
Well, hello there. Did you have a nice trip?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to talk to you about what your boys did.
Oh, yes, I know. We're both very sorry about that, and I assure you we have no intention of letting them keep money for a job they didn't do.
No, that's what I wanted to tell you. They came over this morning, told us what had happened, refused to accept a nickel.
They refused... Oh. Well, they did. Thanks for telling us.
Oh, that's all right. Those two are really a couple of little characters. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You know, Ward, sometimes they're a couple of pretty nice little characters.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.